speak to you in the name of one true and living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. We had quite a turnout for the 8 o'clock service this morning. It was nice. I had to remind them this morning, we had decided a week before, if you normally don't go to 8 o'clock, you have to double your pledge. You know, it's that one time of the year where we talk about finances. We talk about mission. We talk about vision. We talk about what it means to be in historic St. Paul's Episcopal Church in beautiful downtown Waco. We gather as a community to do something very unique in the Christian world. We just held our church council. And when we think of councils throughout history, we might think back on that very first church council defending Christendom against those darn Arians, the Arianism controversy, or trying to define the epiclesis. But you know, there are things that happen in those councils that we don't even think about. Did you know in that first council in Nicaea, they actually discussed whether or not you can kneel on a Sunday? Welcome to the world of churches. They even discuss, if a heretic baptized you, did your baptism count? You know, church councils are like that. We discuss a lot of things. But I like to think that today, all of us met to discuss the affairs of Christendom as it relates to the Jesus movement, the Episcopal branch located in the Diocese of Texas at a mission-oriented church known as St. Paul's Episcopal Church. And we met and had a wonderful time discussing our vision, listening to reports on how we're fulfilling our mission and where we are going in our direction. But in the end, all of these councils, including the one we just completed, had one thing in common. How do we keep the main thing, the main thing? How do we keep the main thing, the main thing? How do we keep that call on our life from Christ? You heard about a call in our gospel today. Follow me, I will make you fishers of people. I will make you fishers of people. And there's one thing that all of us miss, I think, in that call, including me. It occurred to me late one night, and I had to get up and just write it down. I never thought of it before. Jesus called the apostles, Jesus called the disciples, and Jesus called you and me. And when that call came, he did not wave his hand, and suddenly we were all movie star attractable. We were not charismatic enough to go out and preach to the world like Billy Graham or some of the great preachers like our own presiding bishop, Michael Curry. No, he took us as we are. He took those fishermen from the sea, where they were, who they were. He took someone that collected taxes in the desert. And he takes you and me with our doubts, all of us, just as we are, with that one special ingredient. And do you know what that ingredient is? He takes us all as members of a frail humanity, and he says, use it. Use your frailty to bring others to us. And I got to thinking about this. In January, I'm watching all these ads. Lose weight. We've seen them, haven't we? And they don't have these well-chiseled bodies that have never, ever, ever been overweight, telling you to go on this program because it'll help you. What do they use? People that once were overweight to tell you how they lost it with this special program. Now that's meaningful. That's meaningful because we listen to someone define their struggle, tell what it's like, and show us the other side. Brett Blair tells a story that is so timely about the Super Bowl. You might recall, for those of you that enjoy football, 1989, the most valuable player, 13-time All-Pro wide receiver, considered perhaps the greatest wide receiver to ever put on a football uniform, playing 15 years with the San Francisco 49ers, Jerry Rice. But here's the quiz. Which of these colleges did he play for? Baylor? Ohio State? UCLA? Have you made your pick? If you picked any of those three, you're wrong. Jerry Rice played in T-90 Itty Bena, that's the name of it, Itty Bena, Mississippi. Mississippi Valley State University, one of the smallest colleges in America. Jerry Rice played for Mississippi Valley State University in Itty Bena, Mississippi. He was once asked, why did you attend such a small, obscure university like Mississippi Valley State University? Jerry Rice responded, out of all the big-time schools, now that includes UCLA, to recruit me, MVSU was the only school to come to my house and give me a personal visit. Think about it. Big-time schools passed and did not get Jerry Rice because they did not knock on his door. And that's what I wanted you to get this morning. That's what we at St. Paul's need to do. We need to share our frailty and go out and look somebody in the eye, shake their hand, put our arm around them, and say, don't you want a little bit of what we have at St. Paul's? This is a place you can come and experience the risen Christ. You know, I enjoy social media. Cards, newsletters, emails, they're important, and we've got to do them. But they can only do so much. It is that human connection that makes the difference. It's that human connection of invitation. How many people are out here in Waco that would come to this church if only you would invite them? That's the one thing I learned most about living in Salt Lake City. Say what you want to about my LDS friends, but they will knock on a door. They do not hesitate. And we need to be like that. I mean, think about it. We've got over 40-plus ministries here. We feed the hungry. We clothe the poor. We love people. We believe in relationships. We believe in one-on-one. But I think it's time to tell others what we do. That could be our hallmark of St. Paul's. What is St. Paul's known for? Being friendly. Going outside of ourselves. Inviting people to church. I know I've gone from preaching to meddling, but it's time. This is a great church. We don't need to keep it a secret. And all Jesus asks is that we be authentic. Let's go to people as Christians with our problems, our joys, our sadness, our issues, and our successes. All of it. Knock on their door so the love of God can get through. And that peace which passes all understanding can not only be ours, but be others. Beloved, be empowered. Jesus called the apostles, and he didn't wave his magic hand and say, poof, you're better. Peter denied him. Thomas doubted him. John wanted to sit at one hand or the other. They were fallible human beings of the infallible God, guided by his Son. Cast your net wide, knock on a door, and tell people, you want to know about Jesus? You want to experience love? You want to experience a place where you belong? Why don't you go with me to St. Paul's Episcopal Church? We are part of the Jesus Movement, the Episcopal branch in the Diocese of Texas in the city of Waco.